Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A manhunt is underway in Perth's eastern suburbs this morning after a service station was held up. Police say the person entered the servo on Burslem Drive in Mannington, threatening staff with a firearm before fleeing on foot. Happened around 11 p.m. Anyone with info is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. Police have charged a 21-year-old man with murder after the discovery of a woman's body in the water at the Fremantle Fishing Boat Harbour on Sunday morning. 21-year-old man from Gosnells will front court this morning. The Premier says he'll be happy to listen and offer advice when National Cabinet meets today. Leaders meeting virtually after the Prime Minister's PCR test came back positive earlier in the week. Tackling the energy crisis sweeping the eastern states will be top of the agenda. Around 200,000 West Aussies are expected to head to King's Park next year for a world-class light show. Tickets for the Lightscape Extravaganza in June go on sale this morning. Environment Minister Rhys Whitby says King's Park is the perfect spot.
It involves a breathtaking display of 1.8 kilometres of glowing lights, glowing light tunnels, an array of colour.
Millions of downloads overnight for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Netflix documentary. Harry keen to shine a light on supposed exploitation and bribery within the media industry.
I always see it on my mum's face. And I guess those are the moments when I thought, OK, hang on a minute. Maybe, what am I? Who am I? What am I part of?
The heatwave in the state's north continues today with temps set to hit the high 40s. In Sport Australia, will resume at 3 for 330 when day two of the pink ball test gets underway later today against the West Indies in Adelaide. Marnus Labuschagne hit a third straight century last night, Travis Head striking his first ton in his home state after falling one run short last week.
Yeah, after last week, it's nice, obviously, to be in form and yeah, to have us in a good position. It's nice, so it means a lot.
That audio on Fox Sports there. The AFL continues to filter out the fixtures. The Derby now locked in for round three on Sunday, April the 2nd at 3:30 p.m.